Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The path to the presidency for Democrat Joe Biden widened further today with the pickup of a key state, the Associated Press declaring Biden the winner in Wisconsin, giving him an additional 10 electoral votes and increasing for now his lead over incumbent Donald Trump. Speaking today in Wilmington, Delaware, Biden saying voters will ultimately decide the outcome of the race.
Here, the people rule. Power can't be taken or asserted. It flows from the people. And it's their will that determines who will be the president of the United States, and their will alone.
Trump, meanwhile, is expected to win some of the states that have yet to finalize their vote counts. In Pennsylvania, one that could go either way, Democratic Governor Tom Wolf is promising to count every vote.
Pennsylvania will have a fair election, and that election will be free of outside influences.
Trump, despite not having the electoral votes needed last night, declared himself the winner and vowed court challenges. Biden has said he remains optimistic about the outcome of the race. Republicans will increase their share in the House of Representatives after a series of surprising wins, but NPR's Claudio Grisales reports Democrats are still expected to keep control of the chamber.
Republicans will pick up at least 5 House seats for the next Congress set to meet in January. Several outstanding races could boost that tally. Democrats were well-funded and bullish they could expand their majority in the House with the November elections, predicting gains of as many as 5 to 10 seats or more. Instead, they failed to defend several seats they picked up in the 2018 midterms and could lose more. Democratic incumbents lost in Florida, Minnesota, New Mexico, Iowa, and South Carolina. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
The Federal Communications Commission has announced a $200 million fine against cell phone provider T-Mobile. It's the largest fixed amount settlement in FCC history. NPR's Camila Domonoski has more.
The fine dates back to an investigation into the cell phone provider Sprint. Sprint and T-Mobile merged into one company earlier this year. Sprint was getting paid by the government for a program called Lifeline, which offers subsidized phone and internet services to low-income Americans. The subsidies meant many people got the service for free. But Sprint was claiming taxpayer dollars for hundreds of thousands of people who didn't actually use the Lifeline program. That meant it was getting more government funds than it should have. In addition to the fine, the provider will enter a, quote, compliance plan to ensure it follows the Lifeline rules going forward. Camila Domonoski, NPR News.
A post-election day rally on Wall Street today. Investors apparently heartened by the fact, in part, that more gridlock in Washington in terms of no change in control of the House or Senate could limit actions that would affect companies. The Dow was up 367 points. The Nasdaq rose 430 points. This is NPR. The U.S. departure from the Paris Accord became official today, 1 year after the Trump administration announced America's withdrawal from the global climate pact. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the official departure further isolates the U.S. on the world stage.
There are still some 189 countries committed to the 2015 Accord negotiated in Paris. It aims to keep the increase in average temperatures worldwide well below 2 degrees Celsius or 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Scientists say that any rise beyond 2 degrees Celsius could be devastating, raising sea levels, stoking tropical storms, and worsening droughts and floods. The Paris Accord requires countries to set their own voluntary targets for reducing greenhouse gases. The U.S. is the world's second biggest emitter after China. While the Trump administration has shunned federal measures to cut emissions, states, cities, and businesses are pressing ahead with their own efforts. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Whoever has declared the victor in the presidential race, that person will still have to deal with a global pandemic that has claimed more than 233,000 lives in the U.S. and infected more than 9.4 million Americans. And with colder weather moving into many parts of the country, case numbers are showing showing signs of rising, with many health experts saying a major resurgence in cases is already underway. President Trump's presidential term ends January 20th unless he wins re-election. Between now and then, health experts say another 100,000 Americans could die if major changes in policy aren't instituted. Crude oil futures prices closed higher today. Oil up $1.49 a barrel to $39.15 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.